This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. We're going to have Robert Barnes join us in the next segment. We're going to talk about a transcript that was leaked out of Google talking about how they were going to steer the narrative for conservatives. Yeah, I think they've been steering the narrative for quite some time. It's just that we are now getting insiders inside the corporation are fed up with this, and they're starting to leak this information out. But let's talk a little bit about some of the news that's some updates to some news that's just come out the last couple of days. You know, we had stories yesterday. We talked about how Clapper said, I wasn't lying. I was just confused. And yesterday, I played for you the clip from Ron Wyden. Again, you know, I think it's important to support people that we don't typically agree with whenever we agree with them on a particular issue. Ron Wyden, I don't know that I would agree with Ron Wyden on anything except his opposition to the illegal, unconstitutional dragnet surveillance that we have going on by the NSA that was exposed by multiple whistleblowers, people like William Binney, Thomas Drake, and others, right after September 11th, the Patriot Act, they interpreted to give them broad, sweeping powers that they realize, as we do, were not constitutional. They went public with it. They didn't go public with it initially. They went to Congress. Congress really didn't care. And then as time went by and nothing was being done, Thomas Drake exposed this to the public. And then they tried to manufacture felonies, claiming that he had documents in his possession that were classified, even though he didn't. They classified them after the fact. These are like orientation things, you know, security is your friend type of thing. They classified that, tried to send him to prison. Now, in the context of all that, Congress certainly did know about the surveillance program. As a matter of fact, Ed Snowden said the reason that he released the documents the way that he did was because of the way the NSA whistleblowers were treated. So we'd been talking about that for quite some time. It was common knowledge to anybody who paid attention to the issue. And Ron Wyden had something to say after James Clapper claimed that he didn't purposely lie to Congress. He said, James Clapper needs to stop making excuses for lying to the American people about mass surveillance. To be clear, I sent him the questions in advance. Well, of course, this is a question that had been bounced around since right after 2001. He said, I asked him to correct the record afterward, and he chose to let the lie stand. Well, you know who else chose to let the lie stand? Congress. Don't talk to me about coming to people because they perjured themselves when they testified before Congress. When you allow James Clapper to perjure himself to cover up the unconstitutional, illegal actions of a dragnet surveillance state, that question was material. And he lied about that. And Congress never did anything to call him on his perjury. While as part of this Russiagate investigation, anybody who says anything that, I was wearing a blue suit that day. No, it was a brown suit. Well, okay, now you've lied to the FBI, you've lied to Congress. Even though it's immaterial, we're going to try to send you to prison for the rest of your life. But James Clapper, he gets away with this stuff. And folks, you have to understand that as he and Michael Hayden were talking about metadata, we're just collecting the metadata. That is the most important thing. Talked about this multiple times. Geospatial intelligence, activity-based intelligence, that is used for human domain analytics. Geospatial intelligence is where James Clapper has hung out for the last 20 years. It's a massive conference, and as I said yesterday, it gets less attention than Bilderberg used to get back in the days when there was a press blackout on Bilderberg. Nobody talks about geospatial intelligence conferences. Ron Wyden went on to say, when intelligence leaders mislead the public about surveillance, they fuel cynicism and mistrust of government that lets wannabe authoritarians gain power. I'm sorry. These are the wannabe authoritarians. It does fuel cynicism and mistrust, but they are the authoritarians. You know, we have other people lying. Hillary Clinton, when she said, I'm not running in 2020. Then she pulled it back and says, I didn't want to close the door on running. I'm not close. She had people who were close to her putting out feelers to the press saying, oh, no. She is absolutely surprised that people took her seriously. You know, why would anybody take Hillary seriously? She's as big a liar, if not bigger, than James Clapper. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands, you're in my hands, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Come to mind.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign, but changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with a fully automatic weapon.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if they were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control. UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high-level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back on this Thursday, March 7th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining me now in studio is Robert Barnes. You can find him at BarnesLawLLP.com. Of course, he is a First Amendment lawyer, no stranger to the listeners of InfoWars.com. Robert's been on several times, always interesting comments. And Robert, today we had something that was leaked to Breitbart from Google. We've had several of these situations, people inside these companies are getting very concerned about it. I think we all should be very concerned about how social media is being used to engineer political movements and to steer elections. They're talking about steering the conservative movement. These comments are made in the context of CPAC. Let's run the clip and then we'll comment on this. So here's the leaked audio, Google discussing steering the conservative movement.
Conservatism generally is also going through a lot of internal debates about what it should be, right? What should be the sort of position of the party? And I think that's one that we should be involved in because we, I think, want to steer conservatives and Republicans more towards a message of liberty and freedom and away from the more sort of nationalistic incendiary comments, nativist comments, and things like that.
Yeah, okay. So the Republican Party is having discussions about where they want to go, Robert, and Google should be steering that. I mean, every party has these discussions.
Absolutely.
That's always going on. It's an ongoing thing. Parties are always moving in one direction or the other. That's nothing new. What is new is the fact that they think that they should be steering this. And, of course, we're talking about Google here, folks. These are the people that have the default search engine that most people go to. I think you need to think again if you think that Facebook and Twitter are social media, and if you think that Google is a search engine, you need to check those assumptions. And I think when we see these kinds of leaks, that explains it right there.
Absolutely. I mean, basically, it's the Chinese model. They're taking the Chinese model about how to control thought, how to control ideas. One of the prominent professors that's actually on the left did a study in India, and he did a survey to see, could Google manipulate its elections just by how it ranks stories?
Oh, yeah.
And what he found is you could move as much as 10-20% of the entire electorate.
Wow.
Just by, and in fact, what was interesting is the people who knew that manipulation was taking place, they were actually more likely to respond positively to the manipulation. Because they said, oh, that must mean the approved people have said this is the appropriate way it should be done.
That's right.
Exactly. So,
well, you and I grew up in a situation where we had the three major networks, broadcast networks. They would all talk about the same stories and they every night, and they would all have essentially the same angle. There was no diversity of opinion whatsoever. And so that became the established truth, the narrative. And people in America took that as gospel truth. Now, the people in the Soviet Union, where they had two outlets, Pravda and Izvestia, Pravda was supposed to mean truth and Izvestia news. They said there's no truth in Pravda, there's no news in Izvestia. They were cynical about that. But in America, it's like, well, if Walter Cronkite and Huntley Brinkley say it, and so that's the truth, right?
Exactly. The best form of state censorship is to get people to self-censor. And the most effective means of propaganda is for people to not recognize it as propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're doing is sophisticated manipulation of sort of thought control writ large, but now they're taking it to another level. So, for example, for years, Facebook was experimenting with whether they could change election outcomes by just putting on someone's personal Facebook page, please go out and vote today. And they only did it with some people and not other people. This got exposed in Iceland because a high-ranking Iceland public official on election day got this message. And she was like, is everybody getting this message? Where does this come from? Starts doing an investigation and finds out Facebook has been secretly testing this for years. Then you have the 2017 election in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's extensive coordination of both false flag hoaxes going on by the owner, the founder of LinkedIn, who's out there pushing through his new knowledge organization a bogus story about Russian bots supporting Senator, the Republican candidate.
Yeah, it was kind of a false flag.
Completely false flag.
He sets up this Russian bot thing,
yep,
and then attacks his candidate and then blames it on the other candidate to make him look like he's allied with the Russians.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And at the same time, there are a lot of people express concern whether Facebook, Twitter, Google, now Google owns YouTube, whether they had been manipulating the outcome results in Alabama. So when they studied the outcome results, I used to do political campaign consulting long before I did election law and then did First Amendment law and so forth. And I told people, well, just look at whether there's disparate results in precincts that are demographically similar and comparable. And I said, if there is, then that would be a sign that something irregular took place. If there's not, then that just means it, you know, just a response of the broader public to the issues at large. If Facebook was experimenting, though, what you would see is they would try in one precinct to motivate turnout and not do it in another precinct to see how much they were the ones dictating the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
What they found was extraordinary. One of the most exceptional deviations and variations between demographically similar precincts that has ever been seen in any election. So you saw identical precincts that are, say, 90-95% Democratic in Birmingham that are just a few miles apart. And one of them turned out at 65% turnout of the presidential election, and one of them turned out at over 90% of the turnout of the presidential election.
Wow.
And that happened throughout the entire state. And there's no other explanation for that extraordinary outcome that's more credible right now than the interpretation there may have been social media, that Facebook was testing for the 2020 election, how much could they change the outcome if they put their foot on the lever?
Mm-hmm.
How much could Google do it? How much could Twitter do it?
Mm-hmm.
Then we come to 2018, and we see midterm results that we've never seen before. We see comparable demographic and political congressional districts turn out in very different ways. So, for example, in the districts that were that flipped, the Democrats had unusually high turnout, but they didn't nationwide. In fact, they actually turned out at a slightly below average rate than was expected. The same thing happened between demographically similar districts in terms of you had Republican incumbents unusually get no incumbency bounce in all the districts that appeared to be targeted by social media and Democratic engines. So the question is, was there social media experimentation and manipulation of those election outcomes?
Yeah.
And because if President Trump doesn't get ahead of this, and really this would be appointed maybe the only useful place for a special counsel in existence, is a special counsel to investigate the 2017 Alabama election, given what we publicly know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we did that, then I think we could look at, because he needs to get ahead of this, they're going to do it in mass in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to pick the key swing states, and they're going to use their Facebook power, their Google power, their YouTube power, their Twitter power to manipulate the outcome of the elections by what they do in the algorithms. And that's why they're trying to shut down InfoWars, is
that's
so
right.
Places like this won't be able
because
to.
Because it's not just pushing a certain agenda, pushing people to the polls, but it's also purging information. So that's that twin part of it there. We're going to be right back. Interesting data that Robert Barnes has with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel. Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Robert Barnes. I had to let that run a little bit and listen to that. I love that song. Anyway, we were talking about the elections have already been manipulated, as it looks like. They've done their test cases. You know, you want to make sure you got something that works. You have a control group, you know, so you try it over here. You got a placebo over here, and over here you do the real thing. And it appeared to have worked. Certainly in Alabama and other places. We were talking during the break about how the Internet is becoming really a corporate town. And when we were taken off back in August of last year, started looking at this, and I think there's a very relevant Supreme Court case, and as a lawyer, I'd like to get your First Amendment lawyer, I'd like to get your take on it. Marsh versus Alabama. 1946, you had a situation as a corporate town. The corporation owned the entire town. And they had a Jehovah's Witness come through with literature wanting to put it out. The corporation doesn't like that literature, just like they don't like conservatives today in Silicon Valley. So they said, no, you can't do that. She fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, even if the corporation owns the public square, they can't stop free speech. And I think that's a relevant situation today. I'm surprised that more people are not talking about that in the context of this, because I really do think that this is, we've allowed Silicon Valley to become the corporate owners of the Internet and controlling speech in exactly the same way. You've had Jack Dorsey has said at least 8 times in public that their business model is the public square.
Absolutely. And so if you look at it, the history of that case came in the context of coal mining towns doing this. Mm-hmm. So big coal mining companies decided, well, they didn't want people getting all agitated and unionizing or doing nothing else, especially when a whole bunch of folks maybe die in an accident. So they decided, well, we're just going to own the whole town. And if we own the whole town, we can control law enforcement, we can control speech, we can control political activity, we can control petitioning activity, we can control union organizing, we can control all of it.
Yeah.
And so that was the context in which that Alabama case, though it was a different case, came up to the Supreme Court.
And, of course, it was made famous in the song by Tennessee Ernie Ford, I load 16 tons, but I get another day older and deeper in debt to the company store, right?
Exactly.
I owe everything to the company store.
Precisely, that whole background. Yeah. Johnny Cash saying he once got arrested for picking daisies. So it was a certain mindset and mentality, those kind of company towns. And the Supreme Court is like, we're not going to allow this to be an exception to the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. You can't privatize and monopolize the public square. And those are the two components, the privatization of the public square and the monopolization of the public square.
And yeah, that's where we are today.
That's exactly
what they've created. That's their model that they've created. You go back to the creation of the Internet. It was originally put out by a DARPA psychologist talking about the intergalactic computer network. They shortened it to Internet. He was a psychologist. He wanted to control people. He wanted to control the narrative. He wanted to control what the public thought. And when it became practical, that was back in the 1960s. When it became practical in the 1990s, you see all these people from DARPA, getting on the boards of all these venture capital firms that are picking and funding the companies that now control the Internet. You had the CIA openly create their own venture capital firm, InQtel. And so we know where this is coming from. And we know that these people are simply a private glove for this iron fist of control.
Precisely. So like in California, where almost all these big tech companies are located, they extended the doctrine to even to malls. And it's called the Pruneyard Doctrine in California. And they said a private mall could not ban public petitioners because the private mall was a de facto public square.
Mm-hmm.
And so they extended that doctrine of the corporate town to even malls. Mm-hmm. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court did not do that, but the California Supreme Court did. And that's where all of these big tech giants are. So I brought one of the first cases against Twitter in California, establishing that it applied to Twitter. The court agreed it did apply to Twitter and then found different factual grounds in that particular case to evade getting further into the issue.
Really?
And Twitter instead settled the case on very favorable terms to my client in that instance.
To keep that from being established.
Exactly. To go up to the appellate court, to go up to the California Supreme Court.
Mm.
So it definitely needs to be articulated and advocated that there is a free market, but the free market is derivative of rights to property and other things in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Free speech and free expression and free press are the only things that are specifically articulated, because there is no free market if you have no free speech.
That's right.
There is no free market if you don't have free press.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly the independent press, the citizen press, not the government-controlled press, not the corporate-controlled press, which is in bed with the government narrative. I mean, when's the last time you ever saw a mainstream, big corporate media institution challenge a war narrative?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what makes it so insidious. As I've pointed out many times, we're not just talking about their ability to shut down a press organization like InfoWars. We're talking about them going after the speech of individual citizens who are, first of all, not allowed, because they shut down the free press, they're not allowed to see and hear certain things, but they're not allowed to give their comments about what they think about a particular issue. That's the extension of this, that we've never seen that kind of oppression before.
Precisely. The Trump election was a wake-up sign to the big tech giants that ordinary people could use their power, particularly through something like InfoWars, by supporting InfoWars, sharing InfoWars, expressing it, putting it on social media, backing it in multiple ways, making it independent. I mean, this is one of the only media organizations in the world that's independent of big corporate donations.
That's right.
That's independent of
or sponsors. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. They can't work boycotts against us, so they just came out and shut us down using these owners of the Internet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they had to ultimately say, this audience is so scary in their ability to act on the information provided by InfoWars that we have to keep the audience from even hearing the ideas expressed by InfoWars, and now they're even going to the point where they're trying to suppress the voices of the audience when they're acting in their own individual capacity,
whether they're
crowdfunding, whether they're active on social media, no matter which way they're doing it. And so that shows the power and the success of this,
mm-hmm.
But it also shows the threat that InfoWars and the public faces.
Mm-hmm.
That if this free speech and free press is to be maintained and sustained against this Chinese state censorship, private-public co-option model, then it's going to be up to the ordinary people in the audience to do so.
And they can use these terms like, we're going to steer it, we're going to nudge it. That was a big thing a couple of years ago. They're talking about nudging, you know, the people in the Obama administration.
It's Orwellian newspeak.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
Right out of Orwell. I mean, Orwell
exactly.
Forecast all this.
Let's talk about, of course, you know, whenever we talk about this juncture, whenever I bring this up on social media, I get people push back. And they'll say, but what about you support the freedom of this baker in Colorado to say, well, I'm not going to make a custom cake for somebody. He's not throwing them. First of all, he's not throwing them out of his business. They can buy anything off the shelf that they want. But he's saying, well, I'm not going to do a custom thing for you because that violates my religious freedom. And, of course, the Supreme Court agreed with him. But that's a very different thing, because his model is not the town square like these other corporations are. That's totally a different issue, isn't it?
Absolutely, because it's different. It's making sure it's equal. So really what's happening is they want to create an unequal equation. So they want the independent press, the little guy, to be suppressed, to not have the same free press and free speech rights that the big, powerful corporate media has. That's why they're using defamation law in disparate ways. Big, established media can do whatever they want, say whatever. They can smear a bunch of kids in Covington and get away with it without any consequence. Now, there's going to be consequence because we're going to sue, but they're going to be begging those courts to say, hey, we're big media, we should be protected. Well, none of those same protections are being extended to Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the independent press, they want there to be a double standard.
Yeah.
Just like there's a double standard in our criminal justice system between what happened with people who allied with Trump versus Hillary and her crew. The same thing is happening in the First Amendment context, the free press context, the free speech context. They want to make it an unequal equation, so there's only one audience, only one microphone, only one voice that can be heard in the public.
All right, we've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Robert Barnes. Very interesting. You find him at BarnesLawLLP.com. Thank you, Robert. We'll be right back.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Robert Barnes, BarnesLawLLP.com. We're talking about First Amendment issues, folks, and it is a first priority. If we don't have free speech, if the government is going to control that, that's the beginning of the end. They can control everything. They can control the narrative. They can control your behavior. When we combine this desire to control our speech, what we hear, what we know, what we think we know, along with their intention, as we've seen already, how they're working this out, the beta test that they've got going by Google and others being done for the Chinese Communist government when they have biometric data on all of their citizens. And that's why they're rolling out this 5G, because they need to have that bandwidth in order to be able to do complete dragnet surveillance of every activity that we do. They say, well, you're going to have your Internet of Things, you're going to have your self-driving cars and so forth, which they will be driving. We will not be driving. They will be driving it. You will not be driving yourself. They'll be driving you. They'll be taxing and tracking your every movement, and they have to have this massive bandwidth in order to be able to put in the kind of controls that they want. But I want to go for a moment to Joe Rogan, Jack Dorsey, back and forth, Tim Pool, interviewing them. I think it's very important when we look at how they made the case, how the lawyer made the phony case for Alex. I was just astounded. First of all, when you see that clip that they tried to demonize Alex with about saying, well, look at this, they shoved a kid down or anything. That's obvious to anybody that takes even a cursory glance at that, that that's not Alex Jones. And I thought it was one of the most dishonest and dirty tricks I've ever seen for the mainstream media, organizations like the Wall Street Journal, who have been at the forefront of demonizing Roger Stone, a lot of people that are Trump supporters. And of course, we understand that they've got a globalist agenda there at the Wall Street Journal, but they have been at the forefront of phony attacks like this, and they were the ones pushing out this idea that that was Alex Jones dominating this. And the lawyer read that, so I've got three things here, and that was the first one that she mentioned, Robert.
Exactly. I mean, it showed the degree to which it wasn't serious or sincere, mm-hmm. that she identified something that was just sort of a comedic meme about the nature of actions and reactions. And when you contrast that, what exposes their course of conduct is their inconsistency, their hypocrisy, and duplicity. So when you look at a situation like there are, you know, Hollywood movie directors who showed the Covington kids being put through a shredder and being, you know, just being wiped out.
Yeah.
And there was, I don't think there was a single strike issued to him.
Yeah.
So somehow that's the, Reza Aslan still has his post up that says, isn't this such a punchable face?
Yeah.
And then they've taken no action. So here there's a meme that has nothing that Alex Jones is not in at all. That's just about how the left attacks people. And then when anybody pushes back, it just dramatizes it. They start screaming and say, oh, that somehow is encouraging or incentivizing something bad. Whereas people who explicitly say, please punch this person, let's put all these minor kids through a shredder and kill them, oh, that's just fine.
Yeah.
Because it's Covington kids and it's on the left. So Twitter's hypocrisy and duplicity and double standards and their deceptiveness show that their motivation is to put their hand on the lever of one side against the other, not to be equal enforcers of a set of rules. That's why the rules
are
so
you talk about putting their hand on one side or the other. They can allow Oliver Darcy. That the second one was Oliver Darcy. Here's a guy who is not a journalist. He is a censor. His mission in life is to deplatform and to wish into the cornfield anybody that he doesn't agree with, instead of debating them. That's what a journalist is supposed to do. You're supposed to record the facts, or if you are into analysis and commentary, debate the people that you don't agree with. But when Alex confronts him, or when Laura Loomer did it at CPAC, that was really disgusting that CPAC would do the same thing over the same guy, this Oliver Darcy, this passive aggressive censor that works for CNN. And that was number two in terms of talking about shutting down Alex. You talk about one favoring one side versus the other. He can slander Alex Jones. He can try to deplatform and successfully do it. Anytime he fingers somebody, they immediately do something about it. And then when Alex confronts him, shut him down.
Exactly. I mean, it's extraordinary that a public confrontation at a public place that's entirely nonviolent, that's entirely about speech, between two people that are publicly identified figures, is somehow subject to censorship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's not, and it's something that happens routinely on Twitter on the left. I mean, you had Antifa sitting outside the Deplorable, with sponsored here by Mike Cernovich and others, chanting, throwing batteries at people, and demanding that they send out Cernovich over and over again. They had to have a bunch of police there. They attacked people at one of those events in New York. Twitter didn't do anything about that. Twitter still has all the Antifa accounts up and running. Twitter still has almost all of those accounts that have, one reason why Fox decided to basically refuse to use Twitter for months is because Twitter refused to take down the accounts that doxed Tucker Carlson that led to Antifa banging on the door and videotaping it while his wife was terrified inside.
Yeah.
So actual violence, they do nothing about. Actual threats of violence, they do nothing about. But free speech in a public space between two public figures about access to free speech, oh, that's so terrible we have to permanently ban Alex Jones from ever being able to use Twitter again.
And then when Alex talks in an allegorical way about, using war analogies, newsflash here, we're called InfoWars. It is an information war. Hillary Clinton has said that she has an information war and we're losing it. You know, one of the things that I've talked about frequently is going back to November of 2017, they had Senate hearings. And after all the big profile people left, they had a guy, his name is Clint Watts, and he's a retired military. He's worked for the FBI. He's got another organization. He comes in and he starts using all of these military analogies, saying this is an information war and so forth. He said, we have to silence the guns on the battlefield, and that means that we shut down social media, okay? And so he's talking about, taking out the cannons, silencing the guns. It is a civil war. We got to make sure that we win this civil war, and we're going to do it. So he's using all those allegorical issues. Now, when Alex does that, they take it out of context. They say, well, he means that literally. And then they use that. That was their number three, their third strike.
Exactly. It was absurd. It was language that is used every day in the public arena.
Yeah.
And it was nothing nearly as extreme as some of the things Obama has said,
mm-hmm.
some of the things Biden has said,
mm-hmm.
Same as some of the things the Clintons have said.
Yeah.
I mean, they use much more grotesque language and have a much bigger platform and actually have political state power behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow all of that, Twitter and social media had no problem with any of that. But if Alex Jones just uses the same language that they use, and often nowhere nearly as dramatic language as they use, all of a sudden that's a terrible, horrible thing. It's so self-evidently discriminatory that the only people who didn't realize it would be seen for what it is the Twitter world itself. They live in their own little bubble so much that they thought, oh, nobody's going to realize we're discriminating. We can just go up there and say, we have no idea what's going on here.
Here's a good example of that. In the back and forth between Rogan and this lawyer, is her name pronounced Gaddy? Is that it? Rogan says, it's a really important thing to go over the nuances of a particular subject. And he's talking about protected classes and gender and everything. He says, we need to go over the nuances of this because I think that one in particular highlights this idea where the problems lie in having a protected class. The lawyer for Twitter says, we have a lot of protected classes. We have gender, race, nationality, and Rogan says, but not for white people. When you say gender or race, and then Gaddy says, well, it protects all protected categories. She doesn't even realize that if we protect all protected categories, we will define what is hate speech, and we will define what is protected, and we will protect these particular things. And like we were saying off break, it's like Orwell, some animals are more equal than others, and some classes are more protected than others. Some get absolutely no protection at all, right?
Absolutely. She didn't realize that the way the law is structured for protected classes, it doesn't discriminate based on whether or not you vote Democrat or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, our minority coalition, that's what they mean by protected. No, they mean everybody's protected. That's who the law protects. The law doesn't say only people within these categories are protected. It says can't discriminate on the basis of race, period. Can't discriminate on the basis of gender, period. Can't discriminate on the basis of religion or political viewpoint, period, in a wide range of places. And the fact that they didn't realize it showed how much they live in their own bubble and didn't realize that their own lies would be seen as their own lies to the world when exposed by a liberal leftist guy like Tim Pool, who now they're calling a Nazi because he challenged Twitter.
Yeah, a guy who made his mark at Occupy. That's amazing. But, it shows how important it is to have independent journalists who are not captive. All right, thank you so much for joining us. Robert Barnes, RobertBarnesLawLLP.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about the Marvel matriarchy. We're going to marvel at that, and we're going to marvel at transhumanism that is being sold to you. I imagine it's pretty blatant and pretty obvious, the matriarchy. We've actually got writers now who play some of these superheroes. They're not real superheroes. They just play them in Hollywood. But they are lecturing us on the fact that we have to have women controlling the society. That's the only way that we're going to be able to move forward. And they are very, very obvious in what they are pushing at the movies. But we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the less obvious agenda behind all of this as well. Because today we have the release of a new movie, Captain Marvel. And it's amazing what they are doing with this, how it is being protected. We're talking about different protected classes in social media. Well, you've got not only protected classes and certain types of people that are protected and others that are attacked with immunity, but you also have protected movies. Take a look at this screenshot here, guys. Zoom in on this. This is Flixster. And as you can see here, when I look at the movies that are coming out this week, the first one that shows up is Captain Marvel. And you notice that there's absolutely nothing there. They say no score yet. And yet, when you look at all the rest of these films that are coming out, Apollo 11, a Chinese foreign film, and on, you can see that they have ratings there of critics. They have ratings of people, whether they want to see it or not, what they think about this. They've always done that on Flixster. Now they're saying, and Rotten Tomatoes, now they're saying, oh, we're not going to do that for Captain Marvel. That tells you right there. So, I mean, there's always a warning sign when they hide the critical reviews in advance. But we've got a critical review coming up as to what is in that. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Because as Robert Barnes and I were just saying, we set up something here that was not dependent on sponsors to try to be independent of boycott so that we could speak freely and tell you what we think. You don't have to agree with us. I mean, we're going to give you our honest analysis. You're free to agree or disagree. We're not going to try to control that. But they are trying to control it. And so we set up InfoWarsStore.com to sell products directly to you. You can make up your mind. You can take control of your health. You still have that opportunity. We've got Republicans who are trying to take away that freedom of choice, as well as Democrats trying to mandate vaccines and other things. But you still can choose as to what you're going to do to try to help your health, to provide for your health and for your family's health. Some of the products that we've got right now on sale, we've got DNA Force Plus, which was out of stock. We've now got that back in stock, and it is 33% off. And that is a huge dollar savings because that's a very expensive product to produce. It has a very rare and unusual ingredient, PQQ, which helps to protect the telomeres. We talked about that many times on your DNA. That's something that is a biological clock. It is something that gradually degrades over a period of time. That helps to protect it from degrading. And it's got a lot of other ingredients. Take a look at what we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Do your own research. We're confident that you're going to see the value of these different ingredients here, and I'm sure that you're going to see the value as you take these supplements. That's 33% off. It's a big dollar savings. We also have, for a limited time, we have 50% off of InfoWars Select Storable Food. This is made in America. It is non-GMO. You can store it for up to 25 years, even if you don't need it. For an emergency, a natural emergency, or a man-made emergency, even if you don't need it, it can help you to keep a to budget your food, to protect you against food price increases. I'm sure that food is going to increase sometime in the next 25 years. Right now, you can get it at 50% off the regular price at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, we have Bodies you can get at 50% off. It is the ultimate turmeric formula. It's got a lot of natural ingredients, but turmeric, for example, especially when you pair it with black pepper and other natural ingredients, it really helps with joint support, with mobility support. It helps to fight inflammation, not just in your joints either. So take a look at Bodies. It is now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, everything that you buy there helps to support free speech as well as your health. All right, so Marvel is coming up, as I said. They're very desperate to have a big opening weekend. So desperate, as a matter of fact, that they have pulled Stan Lee back from the dead to promote this movie. Now, Stan Lee does have a cameo appearance in this that they had filmed before he died. He died last November. But they were not going to let his Twitter account go to waste, as RT points out. It's got 3.6 million followers. So while they typically use this Twitter account to have respectful retrospections of his life and work, they went full on to hawk this movie. That's how concerned they are. Captain Marvel, says Stan Lee from the dead, Captain Marvel landed in Hollywood this past Monday for the movie's premiere. Of course, you will not read any of those reviews, will you? They have been embargoed. Read about it more in the evening. Read about the evening more below. And they have a tweet there where they talk about his movie premiere. Some of the people on Twitter came back and said, I hope that when I'm dead, my corporate owners don't do a weekend at Bernie's with my corpse to shill their products. Another one said, I love you, Stan, but I'm unfollowing you because they are necromancing your account and your goodwill in order to market this film. It's cool when you went full salesman on your Stan Lee brand when you were alive, but now it's just a corporation putting strings on a corpse and making it dance around. You deserve better. Another one, picture of Stan Lee. Don't make me come down there. Well, what is it that people are concerned about with Captain Marvel? Why is the studio concerned that people aren't going to go? It may have something to do with the outspoken feminism that is being bandied about by the star of the film, Brie Larson. She has proclaimed the film to be about intersectional feminism. Intersectional feminism. I guess that is the newest Social Justice League warrior insanity. I don't know what that is. I don't really care what that is. If you want to know what intersectional feminism is, go see the film. I won't be going. If you don't want that sold to your kids, maybe you won't take them either. She said it's 2019, and what 2019 is about, really, is intersectional feminism. There you go. I didn't know that, what 2019 is about. Anyway, she says, they said some critics, these are some of the critical reviews that you're not allowed to see on Rotten Tomatoes or Flickster or whatever. Captain Marvel, some of them said, is a mundane film marked by unimaginative plotting, a generic superhero film. We're getting a lot of those lately. I think we've kind of reached a peak genre with this. A film that does not approach the ranks of top-tier Marvel movies, said another one. Many have called it a grim film where no one seems to be having much fun, especially in the previews. You look at the previews. Look at how Samuel L. Jackson and the character he plays, Nick Fury, who doesn't really show too much fury, doesn't show too much backbone either. He looks very, very calm, not furious, and he looks totally dominated by this woman. He's like, it's a retrospect. So I guess this is where he's starting to get his backbone. He doesn't have one yet. James Woods, I think, summarized it best. He said, maybe America should pick a movie where the studio doesn't hate half of its audience. So there's a hashtag out there, hashtag Alita Challenge. Now, why that? I talked about this about 2.5 weeks ago. I talked about the film Alita, which did extremely poorly. Alita had not just a female lead, but a female robot lead. And I said, if you don't understand what that is about, there's a subcurrent here that is far more dangerous, I think, than the obvious one about feminism here. And I'd say dangerous in the sense that they want the two sexes to war against each other. They don't want to make men like Nick Fury look passive, look stupid, be dominated by women. That is one problem, you know, creating this animosity between different sexes, just as they've done between different races. But there's also a transhumanism subtext to these superhero films. And, you know, when you look at what is really being told to us, I think we have to understand, and I think it's helpful to go back to what people have talked about in terms of mythology. I'll tell you what Joseph Campbell said, and then I'll tell you what C.S. Lewis said about mythology from a Christian perspective. Joseph Campbell, and you probably remember this, NPR did a long series about the power of myth. One of the things that he said was mythology provides a cultural framework for society to educate the young. Well, where are children getting this cultural framework of mythology? Well, they're getting it in the schools. They're getting it especially from Hollywood. It is a worldview of secular humanism. That, quite frankly, folks, if you don't understand it, that is the religion of the schools. And I'll have more on this when we come back. I'm going to tell you the difference between secular humanist myths and the difference between Christian myths. And it's a very significant difference. But they want you to look at their superheroes as the answer to life and death. You know, humanism by itself doesn't offer any hope.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
My leaps and my bounds, the